Thank you, Sister Cheryl. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Secret Sunday School class. Are you reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, we'll get you a schedule. You don't have to read by schedule, but you can if you want to. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, together. Psalm 19:14.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
That's fair. Let's try it again.
Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
That's great. One more time.
Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Great, great. Leviticus 22, if you could put on the board, 30 to 33. I found something this week might help us with revival, help me with revival, stirred up my heart, a little bit like Brother Clark's talking about here, been 93 million miles to the closest star, the sun. I mean, the Lord's big. He's got all the power there is. In Leviticus 22, verse 30, the Lord's finishing up telling them about the sacrifices here and explaining some things. And then he says, I am the Lord. The big Lord, the capital L, capital O, big R, big D. I am the Lord. Then verse 31, he says, therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. 32, neither shall ye profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. It'd be good for the church too. I know they're not equal. I am the Lord, which hallow you. How did you get holy? You got hallowed. You got hallowed. Someone did it for you. You didn't do it. I didn't hallow myself. I wasn't even looking for it. And here he come along and hallowed me. That brought you out of the land of Egypt. Anybody been brought out? To be your God, I am the Lord. Let's read it again there. Now maybe we're on the right page. Verse 30, I am the Lord. Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord, Brother Rick. You forget, you keep forgetting. I'm the Lord. It's me. Neither shall you profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord, which hallow you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. That's going to help us right there. God doesn't need important people. He's got an important message. He's got an important message. He doesn't need me. He's doing great before I got here. He'll be doing great when I'm gone. The Bible's the only way out of the dark. That's what Helen Keller said. He's big. Brother Clark told us, he's the one that put the even number of stripes on watermelon. He's the one that put the even number of rows on ear of corn. He's the one that makes the tide strike the shore 26 times every minute in all kinds of weather. That just knocks me down. I can't comprehend that. Brother Groundhog, how about praying for us? Over here on this side, when Matthew wrote his book, he wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ as a king, is correct. And where does his book begin? Bethlehem. Down through here, Brother Mark, when he wrote his book, he wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ as a servant, is correct. And where does his book begin? Bethlehem is right. Down through here, Brother Luke, when he wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ, he wrote about him as a man, is correct. Where's his book begin? Bethlehem, that's correct. Over here, Brother John, when he wrote his book, he wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ as God, over and over again. But God, he's been trying to tell him, he's been revealing himself that he's the one that made it 93 million miles to the nearest star, the sun. And where's Brother John's book start? In the beginning. Where else? In the bosom. That's exactly right. Amen. Okay, what book are we in? What chapter? 8 is right. And we're in verse 55. Now, the Lord's getting ready to use some cutting words. They're going to be sharp. He's been revealing Himself to them, but now He's going to reveal themselves. Oh, that's us selves. It's going to hurt right here. It's going to be hard. It's going to be like penicillin. It's going to hurt. He said, "Ye have not known." See, that's the problem. That's the problem right now. We don't know. I don't know. I'm ignorant. The definition for ignorant is I don't know. I don't know. That's what it means. He said, "Look, you don't know. You have not known Him." They don't know God. They don't know that Lord we was reading about in Leviticus. "You have not known Him, but I know Him." If the Lord said anything else, He'd be lying. If I should say I know Him not, I should be a liar like unto you. But I know Him and keep His sayings. Now, the Lord Jesus is the only one that could say that. He's the only one. He's the Lord. Their words and works denied that they knew the Lord. They don't know His will. They don't know His purpose. They don't know what He's like. They don't know Him. But Jesus is telling them about their ignorance and His integrity. Let's look at it in Jeremiah 22. Jeremiah 22:5. "But if ye will not hear..." See, that is their problem. They wouldn't hear. "If you not hear these words, I swear by myself..." See, He doesn't need any help. "Saith the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation." Ezekiel 33:11. That's what He's saying to them. That's what He's saying to us. That's what He's saying to me. I need to listen. Ezekiel 33:11. "Saying to them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?" It's what the Lord's trying to tell them. Hebrews 6:13. "When God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, the Lord, the big Lord." Back to John 8:56. "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Well, when did he see it? When was it? Let's look at it. It's going to be in Genesis 22. Abraham's Calvary. And verse 1, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. He tried him and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Well, we studied that before. That's Mount Calvary. Mount Moriah, it's in Jerusalem. And then this is Abraham's Calvary. The Lord saw him there. He saw him before there. But he saw him there. Back in John 8:57. "Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" Well, yes. He saw him. He saw him. He made him. He created him, just like he made us. The Lord saw him. He saw Abraham. They had no faith in His Word. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I need to have faith in His Word. God blesses faith. God deals in faith. God honors faith. And when did Abraham have faith? Well, back in Genesis 15. I know you know this. Nothing new today. Nothing new. 15:6, Genesis 15:6. "And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." November 16, 1974, I realized I was a ruined sinner. I was ruined. And they opened up the Bible and said, do you believe the Bible? And I said, yes. I received the Word of God first. And then they told me about the Savior of the Bible. And then I received Him. I received Him. Verse 58, John 8. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. He didn't say before Abraham was, I was. No, He's the eternal, existent One. He always has been. He always will be. The Lord. Truly, truly, I am. I am. Had no beginning, no ending. No father, no mother. Never was a time when He was not. Never a time when Jesus was not. Verse 59, John 8, 59. Then took they up stones to cast at Him. But Jesus hid Himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. They knew exactly what He meant. They knew He was saying He was God. And they couldn't stand it. They did not believe Him. Yet it was not His hour. It was not His time to die. He passed through the midst of them. It's a miracle. Another miracle. Omniscience, omnipotence has no problem with all this. Luke 4:30. He does it again. But He passing through the midst of them went His way. He'd do it whenever He wanted to. He could do it with one hand tied behind His back. He could do it with His eyes closed. He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He can do it whenever He wants to. Luke 24, He does it again. He might do it this morning. He might pass right through the middle. Right down the middle. Luke 24, 16. But their eyes were holding that they should not know Him. But then in verse 31, their eyes were open that they knew Him. And He vanished out of their sight. He might open my eyes today. He might let me see Him today. Now 10 times down through this chapter, His enemies, they've been interrupting Him, contradicting Him, mocking Him, making fun of Him, questioning Him, reviling Him. But He kept His dignity. It was a contradiction of sinners against their Creator.
Yeah.
And against our Creator. It's a contradiction.
Yeah.
Look at verse 13. They say, thy record's not true. Verse 19. They say, where is thy Father? Making fun, mocking. The Creator, the One that made it 93 million miles from the earth to the sun, the nearest star. That's who they're talking to. Verse 22, then said the Jews, will He kill Himself? Verse 25, they said, who art thou? Well, I can't get over that, but who are they? Who am I? Who are we? Huh? Who art thou? Dumb, man, dumb. 41. We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Verse 48. Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Verse 52. Now we know that thou hast a devil. I know. I know. We know. 53. Art thou greater than our father Abraham? Well, the answer is yes. The answer is yes, He's greater than Abraham. 57. Hast thou seen Abraham? Well, yeah, He saw him. And then 59. Then took they up stones to cast at Him, but Jesus hid Himself and went through the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Let's take a look now at us when we were born. It's not going to be pretty. How about Romans 9? were just like they were. Romans 9, verse 8. That is they which are children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise, and are counted for the seed. See, we were born children of the flesh, and the flesh is ruined. The Lord didn't come to clean up the flesh or make it better. The flesh is ruined. The flesh will never be any good. 1 Corinthians 14. I cannot go in the flesh. I can't serve in the flesh. 1 Corinthians 14, 20. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. See, we were children of malice, children of hate, children of flesh, children of malice. Galatians 4, 27. We needed a Savior. We need a need, not needed. I need a Savior. Galatians 4:27. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath a husband. See, we were children of desolation. We were born children of flesh, children of malice, children of desolation. And then in Ephesians 5, we're not just children of darkness, but we are darkness, or we were. Ephesians 5, 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We'll get to that light in a minute. We're looking at what we were. Don't get ahead of me now. 1 Peter 2, 9. We're just looking at what we were. Just like these people that Jesus is talking to. 1 Peter 2, 9. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Do you remember when you saw the light? Do you remember? I remember. Do you remember when you saw the light? But now. It's different now. It's better now. Right there in Galatians 4:28. What are we now? Galatians 4:28. Now, we, brethren, as Isaac, are the children of promise. We were children of the flesh, children of malice, desolation, darkness, but now we're the children of promise. You believe them? You believe them all? You believe the promises of God? 1 Thessalonians 5, 5. Ye are all the children of light. Everybody's got Jesus in their heart. And the children of the day. We are not of the night anymore, nor of the darkness. Now we're children of promise, and now we're children of light. That's not all. 3 John 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now we're my children. Now we belong to Him. Now He's ours and we're His. And guess what my children do? They walk in truth. That's right. That's right. Well, that's not all. Romans 9:26. What are we now is what we're looking at. Romans 9:26. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Now you're children of promise, children of light, my children and the children of the living God. That's not all. Ephesians. You're in like Flint, by the way.
How about that?
And you've got it made. Now, some people got it made and know it, but some people got it made and don't know it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm wanting you to know it.
Yeah.
I'm wanting you to know that you got it made. Ephesians 1:5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. You're adopted now.
Yeah.
You're in the family. And you can just come straight in.
Amen.
You didn't have to bring a lamb this morning or a goat or a turtle dove. You could just come straight in. Ephesians 5:1. We're not in the dark anymore. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. That's not all. You're not just children. You're not just in a family. You're dear children. You're close to Him. Everyone's different. Everyone's different. Everyone's got a name. Everyone's got a name. See, Sam's all right. He's a child, but Sam's different than Paul and David. Now, Paul, he's all right, he's in the family, but he's Paul. He's different. And then David, he's a child, but he's different. He's David. He's not Sam or Paul. And you're a child. You're dear to God. He knows you by name. This chapter starts off with, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. But it ends with the Jewish leaders, religious leaders, wanting, trying to throw stones at him, but he passes through the midst because he's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And he knows everything. And he made it 93 million miles from the earth to the sun. Just go ahead and say he's big.
Yes.
See, he's bigger than all that stuff he made that Brother Clark's talking about. See, he's bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
He's bigger than those stacks of paper that's 93 million miles thick, each one of them. He's bigger than that. He made it. Let's go over to John 9. That's all I can get out of 8. Let's look at 9. There's more in there. We're just getting started.
Yeah.
John chapter 9. And Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth. Hey, that's just like us, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was born blind. Had no hope. I was doomed and damned.
Right.
I was blind. I didn't understand. I didn't know. I was ignorant. I didn't know. I haven't learned much, really, since then. Born from birth. It's a big problem. It's a difficult case right off the bat we see. It's going to be a hard case. But before we get into it, let's look at one thing here. Notice that the word Jesus is italicized. Now, some people say you can take the italicized words and just mark them out. When I like to do that over in chapter 10, verse 28. Let's look at that. And it sounds real good. Makes good preaching. Really. John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man, italicized word, pluck them out of my hand. And they say, some say, you can just mark out that word man because it wasn't in the originals. And you could read it like this. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. And you can throw all kinds of stuff in there where any was, like Chevrolets and Ford, just Remington, just anything you want to, you can throw it in. But you also see another case. Let's look at Luke 19:1. And Jesus is in italics. Now, personally, I'm not going to mark him out.
No.
I ain't going to do it. No. I ain't going to do it. But let's look at some other examples here, see if we can get us a principle, maybe. Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation of stone, a tried stone, a precious corner. What's the word?
Stone.
It's in italics. Sure foundation, he that believeth shall not make haste. So let's look now at 1 Peter 2:6. The word stone is in italics, is what you told me. 1 Peter 2:6. Wherefore also is contained in Scripture. Well, actually, it was Isaiah 28:16. This word was contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief corner stone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Well, it looks to me like Brother Peter believed the italicized words were Bible also. He believed that the italicized words were Scripture. So I think I'm going to go ahead and believe the italicized words of Scripture. And I'm not going to mark them out. Well, let's get another example here. I want to really nail this thing down. Deuteronomy 8:3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Now the word is italicized here in Deuteronomy when Moses wrote it down. Now let's look at Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, It is written in Deuteronomy. That's where it's written. And Brother Matthew's quoting, and he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It looks to me like Brother Matthew believed the italicized words were Bible. That's what Brother Matthew. How about Luke? I'm going to go with Matthew and Peter. And I'm going to go ahead and say the italicized words are Bible. Luke 4:4, and Jesus answered them, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That's what Brother Luke believed. Brother Luke believed the italicized words were Bible also. And I believe the italicized words were Bible also. Let's try it again in Psalm 16:8. I've set the Lord always before me because He is italicized, is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Let's look at Acts 2:25. The Lord breathed the book of Acts to Luke, to Brother Luke. So we got Luke again. Luke 2:25, and David speaking in Psalm 16 concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for He, just like David said in italics, is on my right hand, I shall not be moved. Brother Luke believed the italicized word. I think I'm going to go ahead and believe it. He believed in his Bible. Deuteronomy 25:4, this will be our last one. Maybe. Deuteronomy 25:4. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth out the corn. The corn is in italics. The word corn. Let's look at it in 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 9:9. God breathed Deuteronomy to Moses. And now Paul's writing to the Corinthian church. He says, for it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Brother Paul believed the italicized words were Bible. I'm going to go ahead and go with Paul. I believe the italicized words are Bible. Does God take care for oxen? Say it one more time in Timothy, 1 Timothy. Again, Brother Paul writing to him. So I'm going to say Paul and Timothy both believe it. 1 Timothy 5:18. For the Scripture saith, and they said it in Deuteronomy 25:4, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. I'm going to go ahead and say the italicized words are Bible also. That treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. And let me go back to John 9, and let's read it one more time here. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth, just like Rick before he was Brother Rick. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. In Jesus' name, amen.